I'm sure glad you all got the memo. I could have been celebrating Mass by myself this morning, but you understand that we celebrate Advent this morning and Christmas tonight and tomorrow. So thanks for coming this morning. I know that you have probably gotten them either in the mail, by email, perhaps even a Facebook posting. But in the midst of the pile of Christmas cards that came to the rectory this past week, there was a little postcard. And you've all gotten them. There was a very cute, attractive picture of about a two-day-old baby. And then they have all the information about the announcement of the baby's birth. So here's the baby's name, this is the day, and this is the time, this is her weight, and this is her height, all that jazz. Usually when people ask me, oh, so-and-so had a baby, nice. Is it a boy or a girl? I'm not sure they had a baby, right? I don't know about height and weight and exact time of day, but it was all on the card. I thought to myself, there's a homily in there. Imagine, if you will, just for a moment, Mary and Jesus, about 4 years old, in their little home in Nazareth. And for whatever reason, while Mary's busy getting dinner together, Jesus looks up and says, Mom, if we live in Nazareth, how come I was born in Bethlehem? Think about that. How could Mary tell Jesus the story of his birth? Well, you see, one day an angel came to me and talked to me and said, I'm going to have a baby. Okay, yeah, Mom. And then, believe it or not, your dad decided, even though I was 8.5 months pregnant, to leave our home in Nazareth and go all the way down to Bethlehem. Yeah, Dad does that kind of stuff, doesn't he, Mom? And when we got there, there was no place that we put you in with the animals. Oh, that's great, Mom. But there's a whole lot of people came around from the fields, and they came over to see you. And then there was a big song in the sky. Can you imagine Mary telling Jesus the story of his birth? Kind of unbelievable, isn't it? Like, wow! Yes, wow. What an amazing, wonderful, powerful truth we celebrate. Mary wouldn't have the words to explain to her son how everything that the Old Testament prophets from David and Samuel there, all the way through Isaiah and Jeremiah and Hosea, waiting and waiting for centuries for the Savior to be born, the Messiah would come. That's you, Jesus, the one who was awaited. And the angels proclaiming a good news for all the world. You, Jesus, will be the Savior of your people. That's you, Jesus. See, we hear the story so often, and it gets blah. But it's an amazing, powerful story to acknowledge that the Son of God takes on flesh, that God becomes one with us, Emmanuel, for our salvation. We've got to kindle up again the excitement about the wonderful announcement of the Jesus birth. So before you get to tonight or tomorrow, just take a little window to capture again the wow moment of the announcement of Jesus' birth. There's nothing like it in the history of humanity. The angel's message is the greatest birth announcement of all time. And I beg you who are parents, and even you who are grandparents, to try at least sometime in the next several days to get your young people beyond the presents that are unwrapped and the dishes that had to be cleaned up after dinner, to stop and ask yourself, why do we Christians celebrate Christmas? Because the greatest birth announcement came to flesh among us. As the Knights like to say, keep Christ in Christmas. Announce his birth with great joy to the members of your own family. Then you'll know why we have gifts and decorations and great meals. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is born among us.